Good afternoon. The Alberta Clipper that brought anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of snow across the region for the early morning period is now tracking through. And we will continue to see intermittent light snow and at times a rain and snow mix across most of interior New York and New England for the balance of the afternoon. In some places, particularly the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into the lower terrain in southern New England, predominantly rain showers will fall with little additional accumulation. Elsewhere, another 1 or 2 inches could fall by the time the snow winds down later on this afternoon and into the early evening hours. Temperatures will continue to creep upwards and mainly settle into the lower to mid-30s for afternoon highs. As the system tracks off the eastern seaboard tonight, we'll have gradually clearing skies, and it will get colder with the northwest breeze developing. Lows will drop all the way down into the single digits to around 10 above zero. More Arctic air will spill into the region tomorrow. With high pressure in control, we will have brilliant sunshine and a beautiful blue sky, but it will be very cold with highs only in the teens. We'll go down to 0 to 10 below tomorrow night before recovering back up toward 20 with lots of sunshine on Wednesday. In fact, the weather pattern remains quiet for the rest of the work week and even into the upcoming weekend with moderating temperatures. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with highs in the upper 20s, partly sunny Friday, back into the lower to mid-30s. Mid-30s to start the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, and the next real decent shot at some snow won't be until Sunday. And even then, just some light snow possible with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that Alberta Clipper moving through our region is also affecting other parts of the country. A winter weather advisory is out from the mid-Mississippi Valley around St. Louis through Indianapolis and Columbus to Philadelphia and New York City. Most of these locations will pick up an inch or two of snow before precipitation mixes with and changes to rain showers. Further south from Washington, D.C., through the Appalachians of West Virginia and into the Ohio Valley from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati, freezing rain advisories are out with some ice buildup in these areas that will cause travel problems. And out west, winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued from the Wasatch Front into the southern Rockies of Colorado. 5 to 9 inches of snow is expected in Durango. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and some freezing rain near 40. Boston, snow, sleet and rain near 40. And in Buffalo, snow, 1 to 2 inches with highs near 30. The average high temperature at Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high 57 set in 1885, and the record low 26 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow today, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows 0 to 5 above, but below zero in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow and rain today with pockets of freezing rain and some sleet as well. Highs in the mid-30s. More mixed precipitation this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow and rain today with a few pockets of freezing rain and some sleet in there with highs in the mid-30s. More mixed precipitation this evening, then clearing skies overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Light snow today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine but cold with highs in the teens. lower 20s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday in the upper 20s, lower to mid-30s Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the mid-30s and upper 30s with a chance of rain or snow showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.